A word for you from Luke chapter 2 verse 1. In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. In those days, yes, God himself, through his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, broke into history, entered into our time. And in those days it happened that the greatest event ever, the birth of our Savior, took place. The language of the Bible is important. The Lord Jesus says every dot, every iota, all of it is important and will last forever. Why it's important is that we understand that this is a real historical event. It wasn't something mystical that happened in the air as if though it was a fairy tale. I used to believe that in my childhood, that the story of Jesus was on the same level as Father Christmas and Alice in Wonderland. It was all a fairy tale. But here God says there was a specific time. It was during the time of Caesar Augustus. He was the emperor at that time. There was a definite moment when this happened. And all of heaven, you could say, entered into this moment. The importance of this is not just the birth, but remember that he is coming again. There will be a specific moment. God will break into time again. He who is timeless. He who is the same yesterday and today and forever. But he is in control of history. He owns time. You don't own it. I don't own it. But one day he will say, enough is enough. If you have filled your cup with iniquity, you don't know when it's full. God's judgment can arrive long before the second coming of our Lord Jesus. But if you happen to be alive, then God will come at a specific time. The Lord Jesus said, no man knows the day or the hour. It's useless to try and predict. He did say, look out for the signs. But we should be very careful not to be dogmatic about it. And so, it is a great comfort, actually, to us to know that God owns time. And at any moment, for him to break into time is a simple thing. He can do it with a single word. And as the Holy Spirit came upon Mary and our Savior then was conceived and our Savior was born, so too he will come in an actual time period where he will enter into the last time, the second coming of our Lord and his final judgment. Are you ready?